it's a threat to national security. This is Al Jazeera. These are the top stories. Russia's defense ministry has accused Ukraine of what it calls a terrorist attack after several drones hit Moscow. In Kyiv, at least one person's been killed in a third round of Russian airstrikes in 24 hours. Journalist Yulia Shapovalova has more from Moscow.
According to official sources, about 25 drones attacked Moscow and the Moscow region in the morning of May the 30th. The western and southwestern parts of the city and the region were hit. Most of the drones were shot down by air defense forces. Some of them were caught on trees and wires in the Moscow region. Three UAVs crashed into residential buildings. One of the drones had been carrying explosive devices that did not detonate.
Ukraine says it's shot down more than 20 Russian drones. Kyiv says at least one person was killed in a third round of Russian airstrikes in 24 hours. The city's mayor called it a massive attack. NATO is deploying additional forces to Kosovo. Police have been stationed outside the city hall in Zvečan for a second day. Ethnic Serbs have been protesting against the election of ethnic Albanian mayors. On Monday, dozens of NATO troops were injured. Serbia's presidents met the ambassadors of several countries to discuss the tensions. An Israeli's died after being shot near an illegal settlement in the occupied West Bank. It happened in Harmish. Israeli forces say they're searching for two attackers. Several towns have been raided. Tensions run high in recent months after repeated Israeli raids in Palestinian towns. Two UN agencies are warning of a risk of people starving in Sudan, Haiti, Burkina Faso and Mali. The report by the World Food Programme and the Food and Agriculture Organization calls for an urgent attention to tackle the causes of food insecurities. War in Sudan and the restricted movement of people and goods are blamed. The four countries join Afghanistan, Nigeria, Somalia, South Sudan and Yemen as being at the highest risk of starvation. A humanitarian ceasefire in Sudan has been extended by 5 days, but fighting between the army and paramilitary rapid support forces has continued in Khartoum. More than 1 million people have been forced from their homes. Those are the headlines. Our website, aljazeera.com, has got the latest on all our stories.
There's a wave of sentiment around the world.